Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Hey, guys, my aunt's turning 65.
Your aunt has choices to make and options to take.
Have her call Old Surety at 800-272-5466.
No buttons to push, a real person will answer the phone.
Real people, real answers.
I'll have her call us.
Old Surety has been helping Oklahomans with their insurance needs since 1932. When it comes to Medicare, Old Surety cares about you. So call 1-800-272-5466.
Keep crashing your thoughts in our country in your prayers.
Neighbors, we're very pleased to have as one of our sponsors of our daily email, Crop Plan by Winfield. They combine the most advanced genetics on the market with field-tested answer plot results to provide farmers with a localized seed recommendation. 4 Winfield answer plot locations in Oklahoma are being planned for this fall, featuring canola and winter wheat. Go to our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. On that right-hand column, you'll see links for today's email as well as an opportunity for you to subscribe, courtesy of Crop Plan by Winfield.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joining us now from Leffler Commodities. And, Tom, as we take a look at our livestock futures yesterday, well, the live cattle futures ended lower. The feeder cattle futures, again, kind of up and down and ended on the mixed side yesterday.
That's right, Dave. And we saw an entire session with mixed trading taking place yesterday. And as Dave said, by the close, the cattle, live cattle were negative, the feeders were mixed, and we didn't really accomplish anything for the day. Another thing that was interesting, we lacked any real fresh news out there that was either bearish or bullish for the cattle complex. Now, we do have that upcoming cattle and feeder report, which is expected to continue to show tight cattle supplies and low marketings out there. And we did see choice box beef yesterday, $1.38 lower. Select boxes down 32 on a movement of 137 lows. The daily cattle slaughter yesterday, 115,000 head, and the cash feeder index was up by 1 penny. Now, overnight, and this started in the 5 o'clock opening yesterday afternoon, we have seen substantial upside in our cattle complex without any real news out there to go along with it. As near as we can tell, we've seen technical and fund buying step into the marketplace, pull us to the upside. Now, we've came off the highs, but we're holding still strong with October cattle $1.15 higher, October feeders $1.60 higher, and October lean hogs up 70 cents this morning.
Well, we're going to take a break and check those grains when we come right back, and that's in just a moment. It's the 17th annual Pollard Farms Production Sale, Saturday, September 27th, 12 noon at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma. Some 148 head will sell as 96 Angus lots. The sale includes donor dams and elite matings, fall yearling heifers, spring heifer calves, fall pairs and heavy breads, also spring pairs and bred females. For more information, call Pollard Farms at 580-1464 or go to the website at pollardfarms.com. That's 580-758-1464 or pollardfarms.com. And Tom, as we take a look at our grain futures here this morning, again, a negative day pretty much across the board, except for corn, which I guess, you know, had a moderately positive day yesterday.
That's right. Corn was the only thing that was able to end on a positive note, even though it was a slightly positive note. Now, early in the session yesterday, wheat, corn, and soybeans all saw upside, mainly tied to the release of the FSA acreage numbers. Then that passed, and we saw mostly downside the rest of the session. Now, much like the cattle complex, very quiet out there news-wise for the grain markets. Not a lot of fresh news out there. You still have this harvest that is, you know, in the early stages. Still reporting huge yields out there, both in corn and soybeans, and that overall price negative news is continuing to weigh on prices. Now, trading overnight was in moderate volume and mostly lower. At the moment, December KC wheat down a penny and three quarters, December corn 2 cents lower, November beans up a penny and three quarters, December cotton is 38 points higher, October crude oil down 29 cents, the December dollar index is unchanged, and December Dow Jones futures 8 points lower this morning.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the Internet, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time today, and we look forward to visiting with you again tomorrow. And that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.